Handala ibn Abi Amr was one of the devout companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he was one of the Ansar, those Muslims who lived in Yathrib and helped the Muslims who migrated from Mecca. But who was Handala? How did he live his life? And how did his life conclude with the lofty status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Handala was the son of Abu Amir, who was one of the well-known figures in the city of Yathrib, which was later renamed Medina. Abu Amir was a follower of the Hanif religion, which is the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi salam. And it is said that he even had the desire to attain prophethood. In fact, many of the people of Medina who followed the Hanif religion already considered him to be a prophet. Abu Amir also had a lot of knowledge about the Bible as well. However, when our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam met him for the first time, he found him to be quite undesirable, and he even dubbed him a fasiq, that's a corrupt individual. After this conversation, Abu Amir was enraged. He got up and he left for the polytheists of Mecca to join forces with them, along with 65 of his tribesmen. Although Abu Amir did not go to the Battle of Badr, he did join the polytheist army during the Battle of Uhud, even standing against his own son Handala. On the other hand, Handala was so dedicated to the blessed religion of Islam that when he was informed of his father's mutiny, he came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam along with Abdullah ibn Ubay, the son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, who was one of the staunchest hypocrites during the time of the early days of Islam, and they both requested to kill their own fathers. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam forbade them from doing so. Handala was a brave warrior, taking part in the Battle of Badr and battling against the polytheists and enemies of Allah. However, Handala's greatest display of self-sacrifice came during the Battle of Uhud. You see, Handala had just gotten married on the eve of the battle, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for permission to spend the night with his bride rather than joining the army and travelling to Mount Uhud. Some say that the 62nd verse of Surah An-Nur was revealed in regard to this self-sacrificing young man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوهُ. Indeed, the faithful are only those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger. And when they are with Him in a collective undertaking, they do not depart until they have sought His permission. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam granted Handala the permission to remain behind, and therefore Handala stayed with his bride. However, in the morning, his wife had a very peculiar dream. She saw that the skies had rent asunder and her husband had ascended into the skies. Therefore, she was convinced that Handala would be martyred in the upcoming battle. As soon as dawn broke, Handala rushed to join the army without even performing the ritual ghusl. This is important, so keep it in mind for later. During the battle, Handala's eyes fell upon Abu Sufyan, one of the staunchest enemies of Islam. He spurred his horse on and charged towards Abu Sufyan and raised his sword to strike him. But his sword struck only Abu Sufyan's horse. Abu Sufyan fell to the ground, completely at the mercy of Handala's bare blade, and he called out for support from his army. Here, a man named Shaddad ibn Aswad came forth and struck Handala with his spear. Handala bravely turned around and struck Shaddad, dispatching him to the hellfire, before he himself fell to the ground, achieving the lofty status of martyrdom. Once the battle came to a conclusion, they found the body of Handala laying on the floor. The Muslims wanted to bathe Handala's blessed body, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordered them not to. Why? I have seen the angels washing Handala's body between the earth and the heavens with the water of the clouds from vessels of silver. From then on, Handala was known as Ghaseelul Malaika, or the one whose body was bathed by the angels. So now we know who Handala ibn Abi Amir was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world as a martyr. So remember, if you wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live within this world as a martyr, wherever you are.